And the arnica flower is a medicinal flower. Mm. And we picked it during the Second World War. They used to import it from Germany. We picked it during the Second World War. And
does it have a bloom?
It has a bloom, a blossom. And it's just the blossom that they use. And we dried it up at the ranch on muslin sheets. And the little kids and the mothers and the families went out and picked arnica and ate sandwiches and had a glorious time. Oh. Just like people picking cotton in Georgia and Alabama. And then we sold that to this pharmaceutical house in Pennsylvania. And they used it for ointments and things of that sort. And that was thought of as a weed, but it was not. It was a very lucrative flower.
Oh, my goodness.
And as you come up from Denver in the next few days, if you'll look along where the wet meadows have been wet, you'll see lots of just huge areas of arnica flowers.
Okay.
I mean, acres and acres of them. Not just little plots, but acres of them.
Okay, I'll do that. That's really, I didn't know that. Are there any other kind of wildflowers like that?
Medicinal?
Well, just any wildflowers.
Well, have columbine, we have monk's hood, we have penstemon, we have the wild daisies and yarrow and buttercups and...
It's like a morning glory or a sunflower.
Well, the arnica looks somewhat like a sunflower, really. It has petals with a little deep orange flower in it. Mm. And then the wild roses. Mm. Okay. Well, there are lots of, I could tell you lots of them if we got out there.
Yeah, I'm sure. It seems like it's an area that really...
Oh, yeah, lots of wildflowers. Uh-huh.
You don't have anything like a thistle, though, a Russian thistle?
Yes, there are getting to be Russian thistles, and we call it Russian or Canadian thistle. Mm. Is that one and the same?
I'm not sure. I've heard both words, and I was just wondering.
I think we call it more Canadian thistle, and it has a purple flower on it, and it's growing further up the road than it should be, you know, at this altitude. It should not be here.
Creeping up. Huh?
Right. Yes, it is.
Tell me, I want to ask you some just about the geography of this area. Tell me the names of the local bodies of water, streams or lakes, ponds, creeks.
We have
like
the Jefferson Creek and Michigan Creek, Terrial, South Platte, the North Fork of the South, the South Fork of the South Platte, and we have Terrial Dam, Antero Reservoir, Spinney Reservoir, Jefferson Lake.
What was the name of the water up at the ranch?
Our own little pond.
Yeah.
Shattinger Pond.
Shattinger Pond. Mm-hmm. Is what you
call it. Was just a little place that we played around in.
Was it used for irrigation? Was it
It's a national spring. There's a natural spring there, and we dug out of the side of the mountain and put the dirt up here and made our own little lake. And at one time we had a rowboat out there, and the kids played around in the water, and we had fish in there. It was just a family fun place.
Are most of these bodies, these flowing bodies of water, do they flow year-round or are they dry?
No, they flow year-round.
You don't have any dry bed or wet weather creeks or anything like that?
Well, I'm sure there are, but for the most part, our streams are pretty much within limits.
Okay.
And we rarely have anything that gets them out of bounds.
Okay. I was wondering if you could tell me the difference between like a river, a stream, and a creek, or which is bigger and which is smaller?
A river is larger and a creek is smaller and a stream is less.
Less, the smallest of all.
Smallest.
Okay. This area is referred to as South Park.
Mm-hmm.
Now, tell me what a park is.
Well, in Colorado there is the North Park area, which is close to the Wyoming border, and the Middle Park area, which borders the North Park area, and then this area, which is a park surrounded by mountains, and it's just kind of a valley surrounded all the way around with the
big open space.
Big open space. Mm-hmm.
Okay.
With the high mountains, and it's a large open area.
Okay.